Man's Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By M&G Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. A huge win for your Houston Texans as they knocked off the Jacksonville Jaguars for their first divisional win of the season. A huge game for Brian Hoyer, another huge game for DeAndre Hopkins, but it wasn't without some injuries. Let's check it all out in this week's Texans Rewind.
Hey, we earned the right to be confident. That's all you need to know.
The Texans got things started with a 16-play, 99-yard drive, culminating in a Hoyer to Foster 14-yard touchdown pass.
Here's the snap on third down. Hoyer throws over the middle. Got a man, Foster across the five. He's in. Touchdown, Houston. 14-yard touchdown pass to Arian Foster, and the Texans strike first.
I do love catching the ball in the backfield. I feel like it creates a lot of matchup problems with their linebackers or safeties because it's hard to – I feel like I run good routes out there, so I think that is a good mix. It's fun.
The first half was relatively quiet, but ended with an exclamation point from Andre Hall that changed the momentum of the entire game.
Shotgun, two receivers left, two to the right side. Here's the snap. Bortles throws over the middle, and it's intercepted. The Texans have it at the goal line. The pick by Andre Hall.
Getting an interception, getting a turnover is always a big play for your defense, even for your team. So, and in the red zone, so that's why coach always talk about getting an interception in the red zone, getting turnovers in the red zone. That prevents 3.7 points, so, you know, that was a big play.
I would just tell you that the guys came in at halftime and they just felt like they weren't going to be denied today. You know, that we were going to come out and win the game, and they paid the price during the week, and give a lot of credit to Jacksonville. It's a very difficult opponent. I don't care what their record is. It's a very tough football game for us, and it was a division win on the road, which is big.
And Hal wasn't finished.
Watt rushing from the right side. Here's the snap. And the pass picked off by Hal. Takes it across the 20, 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. Pick six. Andre Hal.
Every time you get a pick six, you know it's very exciting. You see the end zone. Nobody there. I was just running, man. It was happy. I was happy.
Can you just take us through the emotion of what you're feeling right now today?
I'm feeling good, man. We got the win. I wanted the win, better than anything. Forget the picks, man. As long as we got the win, I'm happy. I'm happy as hell right now. So.
But it was the aerial combination of Brian Hoyer and DeAndre Hopkins that once again stole the show.
Hoyer throws quickly over the middle, hits Hop, and he's got the first down, it appears. Brian takes the snap, fakes the give, throws over the middle, and he hits Hopkins across the 30 and down at the 33-yard line. Jacksonville stacking the line. Hoyer back to throw. Hears it out down the right side. Wants Hop, and he's got him. Hop inside the 30-yard line.
And they got a flag, but it's going to be defensive pass interference.
On third and goal at the 9, Hoyer gets the snap, looking. Hoyer firing right side of the end zone, and it's caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins, Texans, back in front.
I saw him kind of in the back of the end zone, and I got a little nervous when I threw it because the safety almost got over there, but he made a great play.
Hoyer put the ball where only I could get it. I think the DB tipped it, kind of caused me to fumble it a little bit, but it was a great throw, you know, for him to be able to see me in the back of the end zone and get that ball in there. You know, it was a great throw by him.
Hoyer shotgun on third and 3. Here's the snap. Brian firing deep down the left side. Wide open, Hopkins, touchdown, Houston. On third down, they go deep to Hop to make it a 2-score lead.
And the second touchdown, it was a double move call. You know, saw me one-on-one. You know, give the best guy out there a chance to make the play, and that's what he did.
Hoyer finished the day with a solid 293 yards and 3 touchdowns, 2 of them to DeAndre Hopkins, who had his 4th consecutive 100-yard game, tying a franchise record set by Andre Johnson.
I put the hard work in all season, you know, so I expected to be where I am. Not a lot of people expected me to be in this position, you know, and I don't blame them. you know. So, you know, the hard work that I put in all season, and Andre's a great mentor. You know, I still talk to him every day. You know, I'm pretty sure he'll probably text me, you know, if one of you guys text him or tweet at him or something like that.
The win for the Texans brings them within one game of the Colts as they look to the Dolphins with plenty of season left.
They just felt at halftime, no matter what happened, that they were going to be resilient and they were going to come out of here with a win no matter how. We're going to find a way. And they found a way. The players did a great job today. Give all the credit to the players.
All right, John Harris, boy, finally we're standing here talking about a victory and really a convincing one. Didn't start out that way. A little touch and go throughout the first half, but the Texans really poured it on.
You know, we've seen in five games this year, Patty, when something bad goes against this team, they've had a tough time crawling out of that hole. And when they missed the fourth down, and then the Julius Thomas scored a touchdown, this place was rocking. I was worried. It's 14-10. This team finally found maybe its soul. I don't know, in that fourth quarter. That was a great way to come back from that. They answered all day. Brian Hoyer answered. DeAndre Hopkins answered. The defense answered. And I know the numbers aren't going to prove this, but 99 played that entire game exhausted and stayed out there for nearly every play. It was phenomenal. Simon, merciless. This was truly a team win all the way across the board.
All right, John, thank you so much. We have to take a time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we will be back in Houston, wrapping things up and looking forward to next week against the Dolphins. Stay with us.